here's a story from The World.
The headline flew around faster than Borat chasing Pamela Anderson. Rudy Giuliani has sexy time encounter with fake reporter.
Wow, wow, he's very nice.
It's one of the gags in the new Borat movie that came out last weekend. The title is totally on brand. It's called Borat Subsequent Movie Film.
14 years ago, I released a movie film which brought great shame to Kazakhstan. But now I was instructed to return to Yankee Land to carry out secret mission.
I go to America!
Yes, he is back. Among Sacha Baron Cohen's many alter egos, the fake Kazakh TV reporter Borat is probably his most recognizable. When the first Borat movie came out, many in Kazakhstan were offended. It's understandable. Borat is vulgar and backwards, and he casts that reputation across all of Kazakhstan. Here's Sacha Baron Cohen on the Jonathan Ross Show in the UK talking about Kazakh reaction to his movie.
They got so angry that their prime minister, Premier Nazarbayev, actually flew to Washington to complain to the American president. So I heard he was coming, so I thought, bugger this, I'm going to Washington.
And that wasn't the only controversy that came out of the first Borat film. In 2012, a sharpshooter from Kazakhstan won a gold medal in an international competition hosted by Kuwait. As she stood at the medal ceremony waiting to hear her country's anthem, she heard this instead. Obviously, that's Borat's parody version of the Kazakh anthem. Kazakhstan's team asked a Kuwaiti host for an apology, and they got it, along with a new medal ceremony for good measure. So after all this absurdity and embarrassing moments, how is Kazakhstan reacting to the recently released Borat sequel? This time round, a very different story.
Very nice.
Kazakhstan has embraced Borat's catchphrase, very nice, and turned it into the country's tourism slogan. The ads feature Kazakhstan's beautiful snow-capped mountains, traditional food, and lavish architecture.
That's actually very nice.
Speaking to the New York Times, Sacha Baron Cohen wanted to underscore what his movie is really all about. This is a comedy, he explained. The real Kazakhstan is a beautiful country with a modern, proud society, the opposite of Borat's version.